This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to discuss today. The COVID crimes that were committed were the most complicated and egregious crimes that we have seen, I think, in the history of mankind. And the question is, what else have they achieved through this period that we're not aware of? How does this link to their goals for synthetic biology, merging man with machine? And Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer employee and biotech analyst. She's a fantastic researcher. Many people that pay attention to Bandov video on the regular would have seen I uploaded a video, an interview with her and Dr. Joseph Sansone recently on the demand that was just issued to Governor Ron DeSantis to cease the COVID injections immediately. These are a technological and biological weapon. And so Karen Kingston joins us today. A bombshell US government and intelligence agency report confirms that China used COVID-19 PCR tests to legally collect DNA from Americans and millions of adults and children across 180 countries. Not only do we have evidence of that, but we also think that we might have an idea as to what they're doing with that DNA. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Maria, it's an honor to speak to you again and to the viewers at InfoWars. We briefly spoke last week where I mentioned this 2020 congressional report that was put together by a number of experts within the U.S. intelligence agencies and Department of Defense and outside consulting agencies like InQtel. I'm not sure people are familiar with InQtel, but that's the CIA's division of venture capital in synthetic biology. So these are the individuals that put together this report. And as I went through it, what became very apparent was that China, not entirely on their own, but China and the People's Liberation Army and the CCP have a goal to essentially use the genetic data from not just all of humanity, but for all biological life forms. And it's being stored in the National China Gene Bank. And they collected the DNA from American citizens, millions of us, and they collected it from billions around the world legally using the COVID-19 PCR tests, which were simply used to collect the genetic samples of DNA, again, from global civilians and global military. And what the report also goes into is that the Chinese National Gene Bank and the Chinese military and the biotech industry can then use this DNA to make more virulent bioweapons. So that's not just across an aerosolized attack or a biological weapon injection. They can weaponize any of our food supply, any animals. They can create, as I talked about almost years ago, they can use this to create bioweapons that you would be inoculated with by eating lettuce. The Chinese National Gene Bank has over 10,000 genomes of lettuce species. So it's an alarming report. And I think what was even more alarming was the way that this new authoritarian regime, under the Chinese governance, was able to achieve power was by winning the info war, was by winning over the psyche of the American people and the global population to submit to an authoritarian regime for the sake of power and to disregard human rights. It's right there in the report that was their number one mission.
Team, if you can bring up the article from Karen Kingston's Substack, bombshell U.S. government report confirms China used COVID-19 to exert power and acquire millions of Americans' DNA. You can see Karen's included there a 2020 report to Congress of the U.S. China and Economic Security Review Commission. You can also see a little bit further down the page, China's collection of genomic and other healthcare data from America. From February 2021, your DNA is the most valuable thing you own. It holds the most intimate details of your past, present, and potential future, whether you're prone to addiction or high risk for cancer. It is your unique genetic code and can enable tailored healthcare delivery to you. Losing your DNA is not losing like losing a credit card. We're going to be back right after this short break to talk about the implications and what China and the globalists plan to do.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back. We're here with Karen Kingston, biotech analyst, and we're talking about the shocking admission from the U.S. government about their cooperation with China in collecting millions upon millions of people's DNA around the world and what this actually means. In that article that we were just looking at before, it says Beijing pursues biotech leadership amid a biorevolution. Rapid advances in different sectors of biotech, including DNA sequencing, synthesis, CRISPR, gene editing, synthetic biology, and AI, have led to a biorevolution that will play a pivotal role in the economy of the 21st century. And of course, this, you know, there is an admission here that they carry significant national security implications, including the possible development of more virulent bioweapons. Just this week, InfoWars posted an article from Dr. Geert van den Bosch, who's warning about the possible, he's saying that now we're going to have essentially a pandemic of all these injected people being violently ill because their immune systems are completely shot and it's going to be another COVID wave. I've discussed the possibility of this actually being the bioweapon in effect inside these people and now even remotely being able to program sicknesses. But, I mean, that's another topic to DNA collection, Karen. Where do you want to go with this? You've sent me two videos. At any point, just let me know which one you want the team to bring up and we can go whichever direction you'd like.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, just to give it a little preface, we'll go to the sustainable humans in a second. So, Maria, what you were just saying, how the unleashing of these injectable mRNA nanoparticle technologies has induced a pandemic of diseases, of chronic illnesses amongst humanity. Sometimes it's acute, there's sudden death, and then also cancers. And if you look at Pfizer's internal reports, they even induced rare genetic diseases that have prognoses of up to maybe 2 years of life. So how does the Chinese military, how do infiltrated representatives in the United States intelligence agency, how do they represent what truly is unleashing of bioweapon technology on humanity? They talk about it as the sustainable development of human beings. So if we can play this, the video, go to the sound so I can explain it.
Tim, let's play that video.
Gene is the foundation of all creatures to survive and prosper. Start with the most primeval life format. It passes through hundreds of millions of creatures, painting the grand picture of life history. Gene lives in the thriving of life and imprints the extinction of species. While the key is the preservation and continuation of genes, the revolutionized genomic technology provides a new force for the continuation of life. Stockpiling the gene and data for all life will ensure the continuation of genes. It not only stores biospecimens of human beings and all diverse species, but also digitizes genomic information of all life. It will be a global endeavor to be owned by all, done by all, and and shared by all. Digitization of life will ensure the sustainable development of human beings. It is responsible for the life. It preserves the essence of billion years evolutionary history. It deposits the life foundation of billions of people. It guarantees the continuation of life. It lasts forever for the eternal life. It lasts forever for the eternal life.
So they want to achieve eternal life through synthetic biology, by way of synthetic biology. They've said this many, many times. The transhumanists think that they can somehow achieve this forever existence. It's impossible, of course. We know that eternal life is achieved only through Jesus Christ. But the statements about the digitization of life and the sustainable development of humans really caught my attention. I'll comment on that, but I'll let you go first, Karen, please.
There's another clip that goes through. This was taken from a 4.5-minute video that's on the China National Gene Bank. What I did was I just condensed it to the segments that caught my eye, and I did put what it says via the translation on the China website. I put that in bigger font so that people could read it. So there's another video that goes through the development of sustainable human beings in a little bit more detail. And so, again, this is from the China National Gene Bank. It is in the database section of the website for clinical researchers. So it's their promotional video to explain to scientists around the world that what's necessary is to collect the DNA of all human beings and all species so that it can be digitized and then manipulated and controlled using gene editing technologies. The China National Gene Bank has hundreds of thousands of pages, if not millions of pages, on the use of mRNA to genetically modify all life forms. Why is that necessary? Because according to the China National Gene Bank, human beings are causing the extermination of species. So we need sustainable development. Many of us have heard of sustainable agriculture, you know, sustainable meat, sustainable plants. And typically when you refer to something as being a sustainable, it's usually an energy source, first of all. Second of all, the sustainable development of this energy source, which is now human beings, means that it needs to be done in a way that isn't going to harm the environment and it isn't going to affect any other species, so it must be controlled. By collecting the DNA, digitizing it, patenting it, and then modifying our genome, you know, and modifying the genome of all species on this planet, that will be controlled by all, done by all, and owned by all. So the concept is they will have ownership of all life form because, as you know, in the United States, at least in the United States, you can't patent anything if it's found in nature. So these scientists are playing God. So how are they going to sell it to us? By promising us eternity, eternal life. So this isn't hyperbolic. You can literally go to the website today and watch the 4.5-minute video. So synthetic biology, and again, according to this report, synthetic biology, as I tried to raise the alarm, you know, 2 years ago, Maria, as you know, 2.5 years ago, synthetic biology is the use of nanoparticle technology to merge non-human DNA with human beings and the biodigital realm with all life forms. And it is the future of the world. In this report, it is the future of the economy. It is the 21st century economy. That's what I said, right? So China is really the hub for all of this. And, you know, they also mentioned how they're working with, you know, large biopharma industries, artificial intelligence, technology, and then they've infiltrated global governments for, again, the conversion of all biological life forms to be modified by their scientists and then merged with the biodigital realm so that we can be controlled. So why were people killed off, if you will, exterminated during COVID-19? Because make no mistake, when you watch this video, the rise of human species has caused the extermination of other species. They look at us as a pestilence. So a certain number of human beings needed to be exterminated. That's how you create a sustainable species. Watch that video. According to the Chinese National Gene Bank and China and the People's Liberation Army, we are currently not sustainable, and our existence is causing the extermination of other species. And by the way, the existence of other species are causing the extermination of other species, right? That's why they want to get rid of cows. They want to get rid of cornfields. So it's this report is so alarming, and the video is so alarming. I just wish people would start to pretend that synthetic biology and nanoparticle technology and gene editing technologies, first of all, they do exist. And second of all, they're not for the benefit of humanity.
I can absolutely agree with you. Having researched this extensively over the past few years, it is the most terrifying stuff that I have read in terms of what these mad scientists say they will be able to do. Team, if you can roll the second clip, Eternal Life 2.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Authoritarians that they don't want humans on the planet. But by modifying our genome in their mindset, they're saying, okay, well, now you're no longer a product of nature or of God. You're now my product. So then you're also controllable. And then you're right with the digitization and connecting us with technologies and smart devices, which are what the synthetic mRNA nanoparticles are. They are not biologics. They are technologies. They're technologies by the definition of the FDA, by the Operation Warp Speed contract, you know, and by the gene editing technology definitions that were filed in the SEC filings of the manufacturers. They were always considered gene editing technologies. They were never considered vaccines. So by using those to modify humans, again, they're reducing the human population. They're creating new markets to continue to experiment on humans through creating, you know, a pandemic of these diseases now. And eventually it's going to go to sustainable control. But what's important, the other half of it, Maria, is that they need humanity and specifically America to accept the fact that we are going to submit to authority for the sake of saving the environment or for the sake of saving our fellow human beings. You know, and the art of warfare talks about how, you know, using InfoWars, literally, is, you know, what they use is information and technology to get the enemy to not just succumb, you know, but praise and agree with your viewpoints. So that was done to America during COVID. And that's another alarming thing that as you go through the references in the report, you start seeing that, you know, we bow down to authoritarianism. We, you know, the idea in China is there is no regard for human rights. That is their policy. It is the law for the sake of the law. And not only did we submit to it in America, many Americans and global civilians, you know, applauded it and applauded our neighbors being subjected to experimental gene editing technologies and applauded children being pulled out of school and wearing masks. And when they were sent back to school, they'd wear masks and you know, stand 6 feet apart and have plexiglass around them. You know, we applauded emotional and mental abuse of our children. So COVID-19 was, you know, kind of as this report says, it was a culmination of the last 75 years, the last three quarters of a century of the Chinese regime infiltrating the American psyche and Western population to submit and praise their governance style, if you will.
Well, I can certainly attest to the fact that China-style governance exists in Australia. And you know, what my view on this, and we know that China has said that they want to be the world superpower by 2045. We know that the WEF is in very close collaboration with China, even though they all pretend they've got tiffs. You know, is there a power struggle going on behind the scenes, or are they all working together? Well, we know that the goal is for a one world government. So are they battling for who that will be right now? I think there's a bit of that going on. But by the same token, I think that they've all worked together to betray the people in their aspirations for a one world government. So but I can attest to China style governance in this country. I think the globalists have used it as a model for how they're going to destroy every single nation, destroy their freedom, destroy their independence, and make them loyal to the state or else. You know, we saw that in Australia clearly with the harsh lockdowns, the longest lockdown ever in the Western world seen in Melbourne, which the UN calls the Melbourne experiment, and says, oh, we're going to use this as the model to keep you all locked down forever under the bogus climate scam, bogus climate emergency. And so the question really is, Karen, all of this DNA collection that they've done, all of this gene editing that they're planning to do, which they can do remotely now, you don't have to go back for a new injection, is my understanding. Where is that going to lead to, considering their plans to have us all in pods?
Where is that going to lead to? That's up to us, Maria, right? That's up to us. So how did we do during COVID-19? We failed. If you read the intelligence reports, COVID-19 was the opportunity to exercise a Chinese authoritarian regime and law in Western countries. So they succeeded very well at that. Now, in China, if you had gone out in public without wearing a mask or didn't get your PCR test or your injection, you could have been arrested and sentenced to death, right? If you were a doctor that sold ivermectin, you could have been arrested and sentenced to death. So that didn't happen in America. But people lost their licenses, you were pulled out of school, so it was pretty close. So we failed the COVID-19 test in regards to, did we submit to authoritarian regime? The other thing that's important to know is that COVID-19, the second point of it, was also to see if humanity would accept synthetic biology and the use of gene editing technologies on themselves and on their children. And we failed that test as well, right? We failed it because we were ignorant to the fact that what people were being injected with was a gene editing technology under the guise of this misnomer called mRNA. And mRNA is just a term for all the, suite of gene editing nanoparticle technology. So I want to read something so people can put this in perspective, and then I'll get to answer your question. This is from Dr. Tara O'Toole. And she did a report in April of 2020 for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. So she explains that the biorevolution is really founded on several core technologies that I'm going to simplify greatly. That is, but it is all about being able to read, write, and edit the code of life, DNA. Biology is essentially programmable. You can alter the sequence, you can add genes, you can remove genes, you can swap them around, and it's very popular, especially in China. An mRNA delivery method that allows you to use RNA as a kind of platform to deliver new bits and pieces of genetic sequences inside the cell would be a gene-changing inflection point in synthetic biology. And the COVID-19 pandemic is giving us a chance to test that out in humans. This was in April 2020. They deployed it in December of 2020. So the idea was, can we test out gene editing technologies on humans? I mean, we hadn't accepted it. They did. And so at this point, what's needed to move forward is humanity needs to accept the fact that we don't own our bodies, that we were not made perfectly in the image of God, that our human rights were not given to us by God. Right? We need to accept that none of that is true. There's no difference between a man and a woman, and there's no difference between a human and a rodent or an insect or a snake or a bat. So they can do with us as they will. So there's going to be that continued info war to get Americans and Western civilizations to accept the fact that we are not created by God, and we have no ownership of our body, and there's no difference between genders or species. So what does it matter? That's what they're thinking on. And the truth is, prior to COVID,
we've just...
Go on,
Karen. We've just got to go to break in a moment. So I'm just rushing you along a little bit for the sake of that. We'll go to break in a moment, but really this is what the United Nations say in their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. You're all objects. You're our property. You are a digital citizen, and that's it. They plan to digitize you. They say they've already entered us into a social contract. We'll be back with Karen Kingston. Don't go anywhere.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're back here with Karen Kingston. Right before the break, Karen was talking about, well, throughout the broadcast, really, how governments really have tried to establish a China-style governance model all over the West, teach our people to be subservient to the state, to worship the state even. And sadly, we have a lot of Western liberals who live exactly that way. They worship the quote-unquote science, which is completely unscientific. They want to kill babies. They want to mutilate children. They want to take mRNA injections every day and make sure all of our lettuce is modified with it. And, you know, let's alter our genes because it's super liberal and wonderful. And Joe Biden tells us to while he goes and sniffs kids. So, I mean,
You know, I'm saying that in jest, but the reality is that we have a lot of people in the West who worship the state. And there's another article that Karen sent here, team, which is Screw Your Freedom, COVID-19 Crimes Punishable by Death. And she recalls a famous 90-second lecture from Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was Screw Your Freedom. And I'm sure everyone remembers that. But the thing is that this is exactly what they're doing, the ways in which they are shaping governance all around the world. And in this article, Karen talks about the five crimes punishable by death in China, which include harming public safety by, quote, deliberately spreading the virus. Karen, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Maria. So that article is taken directly from the 2020 congressional report. It cites a Chinese newspaper. So the bullet points 1 through 5 are the direct translation. And again, these are COVID-19 crimes punishable by death. So another one was unauthorized obstruction of checkpoints in traffic. The Canadian truckers, they would have been arrested and sentenced to death if this had happened in China. So we have to be careful about welcoming in this regime. Another one was deliberately causing harm through rioting, killing, and destruction of property. Yes, I agree you should be arrested for that. But again, the BLM riots, they would have been arrested and sentenced to death. And then product or sale of a fake or inferior treatments. American frontline doctors, if they were in China, they would have been arrested and sentenced to death for selling ivermectin, promoting and selling ivermectin. So, again, we have to be very careful about this. And this one also, Americans, be wary of authoritarian regime. Corruption or misappropriation of epidemic control funds or materials for epidemic control. So that's any American that used the payroll protection policy, the extended unemployment or the SBU small business loans. If you didn't use every cent for purposes of businesses and getting, basically just getting by, you could have been arrested and sentenced to death. So we have to be very careful about welcoming in this authoritarian regime. And then another crime, if you just spoke out against the narrative regarding COVID-19 or any of its treatments, just you spoke out about it publicly or on social media, you could be arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison. So that's all of us for simply questioning the false narrative that was put out there. And what's alarming
Well, I was just about to say that is now a crime in France, actually. You can go to prison for questioning, criticizing mRNA. In Australia, they just passed the digital ID bill through the Senate, despite incredible amounts of pushback from the people and many senators. These people no longer represent their constituents. I've said many times, we don't actually live in a democracy. It's the illusion of a democracy. The mainstream media and the government wants to lecture us on democracy, and yet they don't actually operate as though we are in a democracy. You know, one particular senator, Senator Katie Gallagher, who was pushing the digital ID on her X feed when she announced the digital ID had been passed. I'm telling you, thousands of people in the comments absolutely disgusted and opposed to this. I don't know that I saw any in support, maybe a few really sleepy people. But they go ahead and they steamroll you anyway. And I've just over the break sent the team two pictures. I want to remind people how close we came, and how vile people became and how quickly they turned against us. Team, if you can bring up those couple of photos one by one, I called them, I think, unvaxxed one and two. Okay, it looks like the team hasn't got those photos. That's okay. Well, basically, there are examples of, people saying gas the unvaccinated. It's time to punish vaccine refusers, kill the unvaxxed, force vax now, screw your rights. So we should never forget just how deep this type of, what type of a hold this ideology took over people, Karen, and what sort of things they were demanding. This is regular people that were saying these things.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the military plan, because this is a war, why do you think they call it the bio-revolution? When was, you know, you have a revolution, you know, in America, we have a revolution to fight for our sovereignty and our human rights. That's why you have a war. That's why you, so why did they choose the term bio-revolution? You know, when part of the strategy is have your enemy destroy himself. One of the Chinese war proverbs is, you know, don't intervene with your enemy while he's committing suicide, right? While his own bodies are floating down the river. So, you know, that's part of, you know, creating the division. That's also in this 2020 report, how China, you know, and obviously their global affiliations have used telecommunications, the media, news outlets, and Hollywood to divide Americans and civilians and other Western nations so that we fight against each other and we're pitted against each other. So meanwhile, they're getting humanity to wage war against humanity when it's actually this AI synthetic biology bio-revolution, as it is called in the government documents, that has waged the war on humanity. And we, as humanity, if we don't unite and stand up to this bio-revolution, which is a bio-war, you know, again, if you don't think these are bio-weapons, why would they call it a bio-revolution? If we don't stand up to this, then it's not just the end of freedoms as we know it. It's the end of humanity and the flourishing of human life. And that's even in this report as well. So I think that's, people just need to know what's going on and not be manipulated by this propaganda.
So in that first article that we brought up, team, the bombshell U.S. government report confirms China used COVID-19, so on and so forth. About three quarters of the way down, there's a director, Lynn Parker, director of the National Artificial Intelligence Initiative Office at the White House. She says, we must prepare the future and the present U.S. workforce for integration of AI systems across all sectors of the economy and society. But under that, you've got Biden's executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. If you just scroll down a little bit there, team, the viewers can see that. And for the radio listeners, you know, you can go back and watch it later, because this is really, really crucial. Or you can view it on Karen Kingston's Substack. In my estimation, Karen, I don't think nearly enough people understand this threat of when we see the words bioeconomy, when we see the words sustainable and bio together, what that actually means for how they view human life. I really don't think people understand how serious this is.
No, they don't, Maria. And the way to fight this spiritual war and this information war is by speaking the truth about it. The COVID-19 is a bio-revolution. It's in the documents. It is the use of synthetic biology on human beings, the use of synthetic biology on all life forms, you know, and the reports specifically highlight that, you know, the food supply and energy supplies are going to be aggressively targeted using synthetic biology.
Don't go anywhere, Karen. We're going to break. This is crucial. I want to talk about the food supply and energy supply. We'll be back with Karen Kingston in just a moment.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United Nations has published the fact that they have entered all of humanity into a new social contract where they refer to us as digital citizens and objects inside the AI world society. This can be found on the UN 100 website or the Boston Global Forum website. The book is called UN 100, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. Ursula von der Leyen is a contributor to the book. Vint Cerf is a contributor to the book. He is the evangelist of the internet, and he says that he was playing with frequencies, really high frequencies, and he got a message from an unknown entity from the year 2045 that told him that if the UN just went really hard with Agenda 2030 and sustainable development goals, that you would make it to 2045. Otherwise, of course, humanity would be extinct. And so now they're telling you that you are not a sustainable form of life. They are telling you that you need to be digitized. And today we've been talking with Karen Kingston about how China has collected millions of people's genes around the world, about how they plan to digitize humans. This Chinese gene bank is holding an incredible amount of data that can be weaponized, used to develop bioweapons, ethnic-specific bioweapons. And this is the case, I think, for many, many nations. You know, Netanyahu has also spoken about how he created a lab for Pfizer. I think that we have grossly underestimated this bio-digital or bio-revolution, as they call it, which Karen has been talking about throughout this broadcast. And we keep going back to COVID because COVID was the catalyst for them to get surveillance under your skin, as Yuval Noah Harari says. So, Karen, I guess I'm just trying to tie all of this in to where we're heading now. I understand that humanity can still resist this, but the point is that our genes, our DNA, our data is in the hands of very, very bad actors. You know, what can they do with this?
Well, what the China National Gene Bank, I mean, you can find this on their own website. I mean, specifically and in our U.S. intelligence reports is they can use the DNA, like you were saying, to create virulent bioweapons. So they can contaminate the food supply. Again, lettuces, they have over 10,000 lettuces at the China National Gene Bank with mRNA to produce viruses that will cause serious disease, disabilities, infertility, and death. They can use lettuces to actually deliver gene editing, what we're calling mRNA technologies, to induce genetic diseases in human beings and induce infertility through the food supply. They can be aerosolized. So the data that China has is very alarming. And what's really alarming about the report is that China basically got the data through the assistance of all the Western nations. The China National Gene Bank wasn't built until 2016. So Japan had a gene bank, America did, and Europe did. And we had a gene bank primarily of biological life forms and, you know, plant species and other species and whatnot, and some human data. Well, that was over the years transferred to China through specifically the NIH a lot, through NIH studies, multi-country studies, and then through COVID-19. There was just an open trade of it. So China never really, they were very cutting edge and I shouldn't say that. They also stole intellectual property. Reuters just wrote on March 28th that WuXi is accused again of stealing one of their clients' data intellectual property. Now, they are Pfizer's mRNA partner. But what these reports say is that China's better at translational results. So taking the data and turning it into an actual product and actually having impact with it. Why is that? Because as you know, I also worked in biotech for a number of years. Thermo Fisher Scientific was a client of mine for about 4 or 5 years. And in the biotech industry, honestly, Maria, everything stayed in the lab. It was to be used in the lab for research purposes. Because many of these technologies and research diagnostic tools were never safe to be used in human beings because they're extremely toxic and they could cause changes to the genome. And once you cause changes to the genome, that's the extermination of the species. So that's why we never used quantum dots. We never used VitreBot. We never used these gene editing nanoparticle technologies in human beings. And China did. So they, you know, many of these products that we called COVID-19 vaccines were manufactured in China and then shipped to Western nations where they were finally packaged and produced and then shipped out to the global civilization because China would use these weapons of mass destruction on humanity. So I think what needs to happen is people need to understand synthetic biology, which is the merger of biological life forms with technology and having technology mimic biology inside biological life forms, including humanity, is blasphemous and is to the extermination of the human species as we know it and as we function. These are also neurological weapons that can cross the blood-brain barrier. We know COVID-19 crosses the blood-brain barrier. We know the injections do, and we know that those cause neurological effects. So not only, you know, is your life being shortened, but people, you're losing the sense of who you are. These go straight to the hippocampus in many situations, causing loss of memory. And not just memory of where did I put my keys, memories of who you are, of your beingness, memories of even how to do some basic functions like driving a car. These are things that are happening to humanity. And if we don't acknowledge the use of synthetic biology on humanity and demand at the local level that there is disclosure and regulation, well, then our ignorance is going to be our demise.
Well, I wanted to talk about at the local level briefly before we finish up today. For anyone who hasn't seen the interview that I just did with you and Dr. Joseph Sansone, that is up on band.video. It's also up on zmedia.com. Go to the Zmedia channel on band.video if you're watching there, and watch the interview in full, because a writ of mandamus has just been issued. Just give us a brief summary, Karen, because I know you worked on that a lot. You submitted a lot of evidence from Pfizer direct about these being gene editing products, and this is, there is now a demand to Governor Ron DeSantis to end this immediately.
Yeah, so Joe's put out an update on his Substack, and we spoke. There's very good news. The Florida Supreme Court moved the case to a district court in Tallahassee. They did not throw out the case or dismiss it, so it looks like it's going to be open for investigation. So my experience has been, when I presented the evidence that I put together, which is the manufacturer's own documents, the government's own data, and the peer review publications on the use of nanoparticle technology, when I presented that to commissioners, to sheriffs, to individuals who even were proponents of keeping the shots, they were shocked and they said, what can we do to stop this? So I feel very good that a court is willing to look at the evidence, because once you see Pfizer's own documents, it's irrefutable. They tell you these are gene editing technologies. They tell you this is going to cause disease, disabilities, and death. And then there's the record of 1.5 million people at Pfizer, you know, who had severe disease, disabilities, and or death. And the 4 million out of 10 million in the V-Safe database, who were unable to function after getting an mRNA injection, you know, and the 16,000 people that died in Florida alone from an acute myocardial infarction with no history of injection within 6 months of getting, of heart disease within 6 months of getting an injection, and 3,500 within 4 weeks. So the data that is put together and referenced and cited in front of, that's going to go in front of a Florida court, You can't deny it. You would have to be against humanity and pro murder of innocent adults and children to not do something about this once you see that evidence.
I agree, and you know what I was saying before about we can't forget how people turned on us and how they manipulated the public. If we don't hold them accountable now for the crimes that they committed during COVID, like I said in the outset, that the greatest crimes ever committed, in my opinion, against billions of people worldwide. If we don't hold them accountable for that, imagine what they'll get away with next time. Look at all those people who turned violent and called for the death of the unvaccinated and gassing the unvaccinated, and people in the media and governments. And, you know, Anastasia Palaszczuk here in Queensland, I'll give her a special shout out when she said on national television that the camps will be used for the unvaccinated. And Governor Kathy Hochul, who's fighting tooth and nail to be able to send people to quarantine camps with no evidence that they're sick, despite being defeated in the courts by Bobby Ann Cox. She's gone and appealed that she wants to be able to lock you up in concentration camps. And so what we are facing is a very dangerous future, humanity. We must hold them accountable. I'm encouraging everyone to watch the latest interview with Karen Kingston and Dr. Joseph Sansone about what's happening in Florida. This is huge news. And you can support Karen and view her work and all of her research on karenkingston.substack.com. You can also find me on zmedia.com at z_media on X. We're very grateful for Karen and for her time today. Please support InfoWars, buy their products, keep them on the air. God bless you, and I'll see you next time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.